Tom Hamlin, and my sister Kix. Hi, Kix.
Hi.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride, indeed. We're coming to the end of Pride Month, but this last weekend is Pride Weekend in New York City, so we are going balls to the wall.
Yes, and this is so this is going to come out on Sunday, so it's like kind of like a nice little wrap up to Pride Month, but we are doing something a little bit different. New York is not, there's no New York episode this week. There is a New Beverly Hills episode tonight, but we are going to do a little gayest moments on Bravo round table with two of our best friends, right?
You haven't intro'd them, so I didn't know if they were saying anything.
No, I said right, Kix?
Right. Okay. I do want to.
You're just staring at your phone. Are you texting someone? Or what's going on?
No, I'm looking at my list.
Okay. Great. Well, I guess I'll intro them since you're not willing
so
to
I do
gab
have,
with me.
I do have what? Two that aren't Bravo.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
I don't. Also, don't know why you bring this up now when the record button was pressed start. But
honestly, I'm bringing it up now because you're saying Bravo gay moments, and then I was like, oh shit, I have two that aren't reality.
Kix
was
like, Marsha P. Johnson at Stone. Okay, I'm gonna bring in our guests.
Okay.
So we have two of our best friends, returnees to the podcast. We have Spencer Glass. You can follow him at Hi Spencer Glass on Instagram. He does 10-minute tidbits on Instagram. He also has a awesome acting, business of acting. I don't know if that's the right way to describe it. Being an actor, how to become a better actor, coach, all that stuff. He'll plug that. So that's Spencer. Say hi real quick, Spencer.
Hi, babes.
I did such a good job on that plug, babe.
Yeah, nailed it.
And then we have Bradley Gibson. You can follow him at BradGibson13 on Instagram. You can see him on CW's Kung Fu, as well as Ghost Power Book 2, which season 2 is coming out in a date TBD. He probably knows, but I can't say anything.
Maybe the fall. Who knows?
Hi, Bradley.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hi,
everyone. Hi, it's me.
Thank y'all for being here. We're so excited to talk all things gay Bravo in reality TV.
This is the best prompt.
I'm actually still editing right now. I have 8 that I chose.
Okay.
As you were introducing Bradley, I was actually narrowing it down to 5.
Wait, Spencer, keep your 8 though, because I feel like there is inevitably going to be like a moment of crossover between the 4 of us. Do you know what I mean? So maybe keep the 8 and, you know, we can
also
bounce around.
Are we going to be doing this in like order of the best or the worst
to
you?
No.
It's not like 1 through 20 rated. It's 20.
That would have taken much more preparation than we all came here
right,
to do.
Right,
right. So.
And, you know, while we're thinking about this on the fly, maybe it would be fun if we, you know, after this episode, when this episode comes out, maybe we'll post on Instagram, like, what people thought was, like, their favorite gay moment. Could that be fun?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Love that.
Cool. Well, first of all, thank you guys again for coming on. I had to postpone a recording, as everyone's seen on my Instagram. I did slice my head open voting for New York City mayor.
Brutally sliced. And if you're a longtime listener of the pod, you do know the story about where I did slice Tom's head open, and it this time is much worse than the time when I did it. So
usually when I cut myself, I pass out because I don't like the sight of my own blood, but I actually survived this with zero pass outs.
Yeah, this time you were like, oh, I look kind of hot actually.
Just don't cut my hair.
But we are here to chat gay shit. So we're just going a little circle. So each one of us has prepared 5 things on Bravo/reality television that just scream like made us gay, made the culture gay, is gay rights, is gay pride, all that
screams
stuff.
Screams yes, gay.
Yeah. So we're gonna go one by one and say one, and that's just gonna be our little pride episode. Are we ready, everyone?
Let's do it.
Okay, Bradley, we're going to let our guest start. So, Bradley, why don't you start with our round one?
My first moment is the iconic statement, how are you going to have a fashion show with no fashions?
Oh, I forgot about that one. That is so iconic. Is that season 1 Atlanta, I think?
Yep, Atlanta, season 1.
What's their name?
What is their name? But they are excellent. the finger waves and the hats.
Because they, right, they always are in their interviews, like, laying on a couch. Like, it was, because they weren't in interviews, like, talking heads, correct? They were, like, lounging.
I want to say Lawrence, but Lawrence is the other gay. What's his name? I feel like we're gonna get in so much trouble for not knowing
this. I'll look it up.
It's a huge moment, though. How can you have a fashion show with no fashion? Literally, though.
I completely agree. And you know, it makes sense.
Yeah, I love
it. Yeah.
Spencer, what about you?
Okay, I'm going to start small and then get bigger and bigger and bigger. So my first one is, period, full stop, the Potomac theme song.
Okay, interesting.
It sounds like the opening of a new Broadway musical. It's giving you tambourines. It's giving you absolute life. It's giving you jingles. It is gay, 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 gay. Every time that I hear it, I want to dance around my room like I'm on a Broadway stage.
You know, and it's not coming to my ear right now, but I...
It honestly kind of sounds like you just did the 30 Rock theme song.
It does kind of sound like that.
Which is gay.
Which, sure, is gay. So, the speaking of gay, Dwight, his name, Dwight. Their name is Dwight.
Dwight.
Thank you, though. Thank you for singing that for me. Because when you hit the tambourine, it came to me. So, yeah.
It's still not to me, but I will be looking it up after this.
Kix. Okay, Kix, you go. You go next.
Okay, so I have a lot. I'm going to start big and just say, I think a recent gay moment that is something to note is the Ladies of Salt Lake coming in hot with support across the board of the gay community,
people
of color, trans rights. They really just came in and they were like, we care about this. And it was a twist. I honestly wasn't really expecting, just because we didn't know about these women. Salt Lake is a big Mormon town, city.
Yeah.
City.
I'm down for that. I also think that something like that's so prevalent in gay culture is like gays love an underdog. Like if there's like some pop star like that no one listens to, but a gay finds
Carly
the song,
Rae Jepsen.
Right? Like they will celebrate her.
We will fight.
Like I feel like Spencer does that with like no one knows the musical theater queens.
That's fair. That's fair.
You know, like you find an underdog and you stan them.
Stan an underdog. We love somebody not in the spotlight.
Right. And I feel like there are people that, like, there are, like, musical theater queens you stand before that, and everyone was like, who's that? And now they're famous.
Exactly. Like, no one actually cares about Whitney, but, like, we stan Whitney on Salt Lake, period.
Right.
That was just my wholesome beginning.
Yeah, that's great. So my first one, once again, these are not in any order of importance, okay? I just want to make that clear to the world. I'm going to go with Aviva throwing her leg on the table at Le Cirque in Real Housewives of New York City, because there's nothing more gay than a plastic leg, right? Don't you think? With a heel attached to it? Like, that's pretty gay. Like, I think, like, if, like, a drag queen, like, pulled off a prosthetic leg in, like, a drag show, like, say they were, like, a one-legged queen, like, I feel like the gays would be, like, would lose their minds. Like, it's a stunt. We love a stunt. Yeah. Spencer, now we can't hear you.
Okay. What was so... What's gayer than Spencer not knowing how to work any Zoom settings right now is that Aviva just, like, she timed it perfectly. Like, she was like, you know what? 5, 6, 7, 8, throw. And
that she says, "You, the only thing faker than something is this." Oh, no, she said, the only thing fake about me is this. And that was the 5, 6, 7, 8 slam.
The only thing fake about me is this. Throw. Pop. Sorry.
She hit her mark. You know, she, like, rented out that room at Le Cirque for, like, a dress rehearsal alone.
He's down.
Great. Okay, well, that was round one. Bradley, take it away. Round two.
Round two, I was going to save this for later and keep it wholesome, but I don't care. Bolo.
Oh, yeah, that's gay.
Oh, gay.
It reminded me that I still feel things.
Like dick?
It's also his fake Chanel outfit is also pretty gay.
Oh yeah, that outfit was so gay. In the like the plastic doll box that came out. The whole thing was gay. His body was
gay.
A gay aesthetic.
Not gay aesthetic.
Very gay. Gay gay.
Yeah.
Gay, gay.
I agree.
Olo, speak your name.
Yeah. Okay, Spencer, what's your next one?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I was going to do an Atlanta one, but now I'm going to mix it up.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with your husband's in the pool. Who pushed my husband? Me and my husband. I would say that from Jersey, Margaret and her husband pushing Daniel Staub's husband, Marty, in the pool. That was... Margaret is a walking gay sculpture.
Mm-hmm. And right.
So that was pretty iconically gay for me.
It really screams like Soho House in a Speedo, it showing your abs. Like, I pushed your husband in the pool.
Right, like Fire Island, Ice Palace. Like, you know, like there's fights that have happened around pools with gays.
And it just felt like this wonderful Cruella, Miranda Priestly moment from Margaret. And like, nothing is gayer than Miranda Priestly and Cruella de Vil.
I agree. I completely agree.
Heard it here first.
Danielle Staub is Cruella de Vil.
Well, Danielle Staub actually, like, we could name her because Danielle Staub has her equity card. So she is gay.
She's but... wild.
Wait, she has her
equity card?
She does, honey. Yes.
Also, how do you know that?
Yeah.
Maybe she says it in one of the first seasons. She has her equity card.
Do they expire?
Yeah, mine did.
Yeah.
I didn't stop paying dues.
I saw her on that Erica Jane, Tom Girardi documentary. She was recklessly on there.
Okay, her weave. So whatever her hair was doing was a different color than her natural hair. It was like orange and then it was like burnt orange.
And very like brassy. You know?
It was so bad.
Fierce. Danielle Sada's... Annie Warbucks.
Daniel Saab would be an iconic Mrs. Hannigan.
Uh-huh. Oh my God, yes.
That's her drag.
Yeah.
Did they cast the Miss Hannigan in the live yet?
They did. Taraji P. Henson.
I knew that.
I love
that.
Right. She's gonna be okay. I like Taraji, but I don't know.
I think she's gonna be so funny. Like, she's so funny. Imagine Cookie from Empire as Miss Hannigan.
Sure.
I mean, okay, that's what I want. I hope that's what she gives us.
Yeah, that's like, what I want.
She's going to be fierce. I'm going to be honest. I was really banking on Cardi B.
That would be hilarious.
Okay, she's actually kind of good in Hustlers, though.
She's amazing. Yeah. She's amazing.
I mean, by amazing, she has one line, but she was kind of good.
You know who had one line in Hustlers and wasn't good, and that was Lizzo.
Also, okay. Cardi B's team, can you imagine, like, you're at the top of your game. What's next? Miss Hannigan and Annie.
Oh my God.
That's gay.
That is gay.
All right, Kix, what else is gay?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a moment in non-Bravo reality TV. I'm going to say... So it starts off, I wrote, is it a girl crush or am I just queer? AKA Jess, the season one winner of Rock of Love. I've talked about this before on the podcast. It's very niche.
Okay.
I'm just going to say that. I was like, I want to either be her or be with her. Like, because I liked her hair. I thought she was hot. I was like in middle school.
This is real niche. Well, I mean, what I'll say about it is I, too, was attracted to Jess of Rock of Love as a way to make people think I was straight. Remember? On my MySpace, I had photos of her in an album called Hot. And it was just photos of girls I thought were hot. So people would think I liked women.
That's straight. If anything screams straight energy, it's that.
No, if anything screams gay energy, it's making an album of hot women.
I mean, I was joking, but yes.
Okay, great. Jess. Well,
I mean, we could go
Jess.
Even as far to say that Brett Michaels is gay.
Brett Michaels is gay, right?
Definitely. Some gay vibes are definitely. Oh.
Absolutely.
Give him a couple of drinks and a couple of hits, and I feel like he's down.
Well, you know that that has to be a wig that's on atop his head. So I mean, that wig
clipping.
Well, speaking, yeah, because he wears right. the bandana just at the part where you won't see the cheap, like Party City line.
Guys, it's that's not... what I should have done for my staples. Is what our bandana
to cover those caps that have wigs attached.
Yes,
our dad unfortunately has one. It's a visor.
Now, speaking of wig, I want to move on to mine, which is when Karen Huger's wig falls off in the Real Houses of Potomac at the picnic.
Ooh, hold on.
Before Karen had her glow up.
Literally.
I think that was the aha moment. Like that she was like, I gotta work on this.
I feel like a good gay who supports the show should have reached out and was like, girl, I got you. Maybe they did.
Maybe like, they did. Yeah, because yeah, after that, she really stepped her game up.
Oh my God.
And Karen Huger, I would say, period.
Sure.
Period. Is on this list.
Truly, I tell Tom this all the time. I'm sure Spencer too. I root for Karen at all times. I want her to blow up and be a superstar bigger than NeNe Leakes ever.
I mean, right. Nicki Minaj is a fan of hers, so.
Yeah, and Rihanna.
Yeah, yeah. And Nicki and Rihanna are not fans of NeNe.
Yeah. Karen to superstardom.
Yeah. I agree. That's gay.
That is
gay.
Okay, Bradley, go.
I'm going to switch it up now. Lisa Vanderpump's home or homes in general. They are.
Oh, gay. That's a good one.
Barbie's dream houses.
Yeah. That's a good that's one. Perfectly said. It is a Barbie dream house.
Yeah. Like
the swans, yeah. The entryway with the water that you kind of have to walk in.
Yes.
Glass everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Pink and the satin and the candles and the pink roses. It's literally like what I think gays see as like heaven, right?
The little dogs running around.
Yeah. All you're missing is like mop mosquitoes.
Right. Because gays notoriously, and once again, I can say this because I am gay. You know, gays' taste level can be a bit questionable sometimes. You know what I mean? And which I also think that house's taste level is a bit questionable. Do we agree?
Oh my God, it's the most gaudy home ever. I think gays naturally, like, we really, like, we also as a gay man, a gay cis identifying male, I can say that often gays, we like really dive deep and hard into the interior design looks that we like, and it takes a partner or a friend to like reel us in sometimes, right? If we like wood.
I think, Bradley, if you had it your way, your whole house would be like Kim Kardashian and Kanye's house.
It would be fully white. Fully white with like random like modern touches. It would be... Yes. Thank God.
So for those listening, most of the people listening have not been to your home, and something about Bradley's home.
I hope so.
Something about Bradley's home is it's very white, and something about my sister is she likes to spill red wine everywhere. So every time we go in, I'm like kicks. It's like I'm talking to like a child.
Like, at Bradley's house, so don't start that rumor.
Behavior.
No, no.
But I do have to be on my best behavior. Last time I was there, I did have rosé because I was like, I can't even bring red wine into this home.
Okay, well, Spencer, what's your next one?
Okay. This is iconic, all capital letters. This is what I watch when I'm having a really bad day. This woman, it will always be the moment, even though she's no longer on the Atlanta Housewives, but, and let me just go through the scene before we all start commenting. I'm just going to go through the scene. So okay. The moment is Sheree, who gonna check me, boo? And I actually wrote out just some of the lines. So Sheree is visiting her party planner, Anthony, and they get into a humongous fight, and Anthony says, I could check you. And Sheree responds with, who gonna check me, boo? You okay? And then he says, I eat women every day. And she goes, eat me, darling. And then it flips to her interview look. And she goes, whatever happened to customer service? And the entire moment is just, it's priceless. And it is, if it didn't make me gay in high school, it makes me gayer now.
The slept online.
Whatever happened to customer service?
Yeah, I was gonna say that. I was like, the slept online, and that is whatever happened to customer
yeah,
service.
Yeah, for sure.
you're right, sister. That is gay. And Anthony's gay. I think in that scene, he's a party planner.
Anthony, yes. Anthony,
oh my god.
Anthony is gay, but like a bad gay because he says I could slap you, and of course he goes,
no one
me.
Said gays
slap
were
me,
good.
Darling.
No one said gays were good.
That's true.
Gays are evil.
Happy Pride.
Hold on, I need to defend myself. Tom, would you actually say that the most famous line in that scene? You don't think it's "Who gonna check me, boo"?
No, no. I'm saying the slept on humor of whatever happened to.
Yes.
No. The most famous is "Who gonna check me, boo." I'm just saying I've. The line I have forgotten in the conversation is that whatever happened to customer service.
Yes.
Kix, what's your next one?
Okay, so again, not Ebony and her girlfriend on season one of America's Next Top Model, baby.
Yeah, that's a good
gay herstory, if you will. For those that don't know. And who live under a rock. A fan of Tom's. I was going to say a fan of the pod. A fan of Tom's. Ebony from season one of America's Next Top Model is
Spencer, remember we worked with her? You don't remember this?
Spencer didn't work there.
Yes, Spencer did. When
not
she
at
worked
that
at time.
I wasn't there when she was there.
Oh.
Mm. So, yes, she brings her girlfriend on to the show to stay at the house, which is an odd choice. Can you hear that?
The tech, of course I can hear it. The okay. tech in this episode has been so superb.
So, yes. Yeah, so she brings her girlfriend on into the house or the apartment, wherever they're staying, and people flip out. And she said, gay rights. This is my girlfriend. And they were together for many, many years. They recently broke up.
Oh, wow. You really took
that's fascinating. I'm going to go back to that. Thank you.
Yeah, and fuck Robin. Robin was the woman in the house that requested to leave the house because there was a lesbian in the apartment with her.
Wasn't she the one that sang through, like, that song? How excellent.
Yes. No, it is. You're absolutely right. Thank you for singing for us, Bradley. That was very nice.
But it's warm today.
That was such a low key.
Yeah, that was good.
I liked it. Okay, so my next one. A lot of these have been Atlanta related, but we're going to stay in that for a little bit. I can't get through this title. Let's never forget Nene's party she threw titled Gays and Girls White Party Seafood Soiree Never Forget.
I was hoping you would say that one. Another Dwight classic. Right?
No, way past Dwight's time. That was like season, like, I think 10 or 11 that she did that. Just to go through the title one more time, we've done this on the podcast before because it's a lot to take on. There's a couple themes in the theme. So it's gays and girls, white party, seafood soiree, never forget. And never forget, while you may know it as a 9/11 slogan, she has made it. Is this the never forget go along with never forget that this party is a seafood soiree, white party, gay party? Like, what do you think the never forget is implying?
Like, never forget your gays?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe it's like a pride thing. Like, never forget to support the gays.
Is there seafood in that title?
Oh yeah, sure. Yes. Seafood soiree. Never forget.
No, it actually makes perfect sense. Never forget to eat seafood with your gays, and okay. You have to do it in white clothes. That actually makes perfect sense.
You're absolutely right, Spencer. Thank you. Thank you for bringing that down. Okay, Bradley, you up?
Oh, my next moment. It's Atlanta again, but the exchange is simply fix that body. Oh, fix that face. Fix that body.
Yes, at the reunion. I think Nene, who says it first?
I think Sheree says fix that face, and I think Nene says fix that body.
Yeah.
And the hand where she like throws it at her. I will say though, in addition to that, although I have my issues with Nene Leakes now, and I hate that her time with Bravo and Andy all that ended the way that it did, maybe she'll come back. In the early days, she gave us some one-liners that are just, they're gay history. And I don't know why, they just are.
What we're also finding is that like a lot of Atlanta and is like just has come into meme culture and Instagram, and it's amazing and is impactful and important, and we love them.
Yes.
Well, she was, her humor was like season one through like seven before she like got into her head that she was funny. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Once she started realizing it became hard, you know?
I think too, speaking of what Kix just said, adding on what Kix said, I think Atlanta's always been so like, it's never even been a question about like showing gay people on the show or gay topics, mm-hmm. or embracing the culture or even acknowledging that they get a lot of their like phrases and style and stuff from gay men. Like they let you know that. And I love that about them.
So shall I go? Is it my turn or
No, it's Spencer's turn.
Oh, okay.
Spencer's next in the rotation.
I didn't know if you wanted to skip just because he's having some issues.
No, I'm good. I mean, y'all can hear me, right?
Yeah, he can finally hear us.
So, okay, I'm going to switch gears. I'm going to go into Summer House.
Oh, great. Okay.
And I'm going to go into the Luke versus Kyle with an appearance by, I'm sorry, the Luke versus Kyle fight with an appearance by Carl.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
In this past season. Lots of testosterone, lots of toxic masculinity with like little baby boys inside. Mm-hmm. The amount of butt that we saw in that entire fight, Luke giving us Stanley Kowalczyk from A Streetcar Named Desire, screaming, running into the house. It was gay. Like we didn't know.
It's also like the boxer briefs also just like tipped it over to be very gay, I think.
Carl running out of the house, Amanda grabbing Kyle, like he's like the little girl on like the sunscreen bottle, mm-hmm. just like butt out. And I just didn't know if they were going to annihilate each other or like kiss.
Fuck. They look like they're gonna fuck. Yeah.
Yes, that as well, Tom. Like I just didn't know what was gonna happen. And like Carl and like Carl having that he has full drama with men, like just the whole situation was just gay.
Yeah, and Carl's ass itself is just gay rights in general.
Yeah, it's juicy.
I am a teacher, but
I'm a teacher.
I.
I didn't reveal it at the top to protect your identity.
Huh?
That hook was kind of sexy. I like that hook.
Ooh.
That hook for a song.
She's still a musician.
Would you do it again?
Hi, 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 hi.
Oh, baby.
You should add that into the Potomac theme song.
No, we're going to, no. Actually, in 6 months, we're gonna see Bradley. Hey, y'all, this is my new song. Hey, 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 hey. I wrote it myself. Okay.
He's like, I can't remember who. Someone gave me inspiration. I can't remember their name, but.
Yeah, Gerald's the star of my music video. It's called I.
Oh my God.
Okay, Kix, take it away with your next one.
Oh, Kix, now it's your turn.
Okay, thank you, Spencer. So I have coupled, again, non Bravo. I would say that Derek Barry saying people died at Stonewall is a moment. And what?
No, it is. It's just funny. You just the way the assignment has didn't translate.
I have Bravo ones.
No, I know. I'm just it's just funny.
No, I was covering my face because I'm obsessed with that moment.
No, obviously, same.
Thank you, Spencer. Thank you,
Spencer. It's actually funny. I didn't know that moment until I actually saw it. Somebody posted it last week, and my mouth dropped because it is gay rights, but it's also like
it's really fucked
and,
up.
And Will, I'm going. No one died at Stonewall. Just like in the most dead-eyed face. It's so good. You're right, though. That is gay, Kix. You're right.
Thank you.
It's not that they're not. I just want to clarify that.
We got it, Tom. Thanks.
Okay. The next one I want to bring up is Sonia Morgan and Alex McCord fighting over who should give the speech at the Marriage Equality March in season four of Real Housewives of New York.
Oh, God.
And And famously, Alex McCord, like in her interviews, is like, I think Sonia thought this was a gay pride party, and it was like, it wasn't on pride. Like, it was literally a march for equality, not a like pride parade. But she thought that she was at a pride parade, and so she's like, yes, gay. And Alex is like, and they like literally fight over it. It's like a whole storyline that season. So, and they all wore wedding dresses, which didn't make a whole lot of sense to me because they're all women who can get married.
Yeah.
Oh no, it has so much heart. Thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you. Yeah, that was very brave of them.
God bless Sonia Morgan.
Okay, Bradley, take it away.
This is my last one, guys. Okay, so I wanted to mix it up. And I'm tossing between a couple of ideas, but I'm going to go with this one, and it is Giselle's wardrobe on.
Oh, yeah. That's...
Sure.
Simply Giselle's wardrobe.
I will defend it until the day that I die.
But I'll say this, though, Spencer. I think at this point, I don't even want to see it get better.
No.
I want it to remain what it is.
Completely
Giselle's
agree.
Giselle's wardrobe!
Like, it needs to stay bad. Like, Karen had the glow up, and we need Giselle to live in the bad space.
Yeah, like, it just reeks of, like, I found this cute top at Kohl's. You know what I mean?
It's like maybe a Costco.
Yeah.
Because Costco's, like, has some good socks. They have some good tanks. Yeah. Her wardrobe
is very Dance Moms. Like, just Dance Moms. And we wouldn't want her any other way. She's so beautiful. Like, that saves her. But, damn, Giselle. Right. But it's Karen's.
And if she didn't dress so bad, we wouldn't have gotten the iconic Karen Huger interview moment last season. She's like, thank God Giselle's pretty, because damn, that girl can't dress.
But I think, honestly, Giselle's wardrobe has made her a star in her own right. Right?
Yeah,
like,
I totally
Karen
agree.
Is definitely the shining star, but right next to her is Giselle. And part of the reason for that is her ugly clothes.
Yeah, I agree. Great.
On that note,
Spencer.
Okay. I'm gonna say my last one, but promise that I can just speed through three more at the end.
Yeah. Well, sure. After we all finish, we'll say any others that we kind of like had in mind.
My last one. It feels like every gay in America when they watched us went. Like, it's one of those moments that was so passive that it was like it was hard in our bodies. And I think I'm just gonna read the line. Is that okay?
Take it away.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, I'm going to be honest. I thought that Teddy, maybe you were going to be a little boring. Teddy responds.
Oh my God, your son impression.
Teddy responds, okay. And Sutton responds, I'm sorry, are we supposed to be honest or not? That was my first impression. Like, oh, and then pregnant, God help us. But... You're way more interesting than I thought. I mean, when I say LGBTQ community, I mean LGBTQ community.
Yeah. Sutton and Teddy, the gayest
ones in Bravo.
No. Let's not mistaken. Nothing to do with Teddy. All to do with Sutton. Sutton looks like she has a cat on her head in this episode. And she is so... just like perfectly, like she's just like out of a movie as like the comedic woman who only has gay friends.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, I completely agree.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Agreed.
Thank you.
Kicks.
So, Bravo, Tom.
Great.
I have some Bravo ones.
Welcome to the
asshole.
Chat.
Okay, so I tried to find what season of Roni this was. It was a recent season, but it was so fucking cringy that, okay, so they're at a party. Chelsea, I think there's a drag queen, Chelsea? No. Chelsea Pierce? No. Did I make that up?
Yes. That's yes.
Okay,
yes.
So she comes in and she does one of Luann's songs, and Luann takes the mic, or grabs another mic, and sings over her. Over a drag queen lip syncing to a song. I think it was Feeling Giovanni. It is not gay rights, but it is a gay moment.
Yeah, maybe anti-gay, honestly. Yeah, there's nothing better than Luann singing over a track that someone is lip syncing to. There's a lot of levels to that, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't do Luann anymore.
No, not really me either.
Evil. She's
not even, yeah. Well, yeah.
I hate her, but maybe I would have sex with her.
Yes, if the listeners don't know, the one woman Bradley is sexually attracted to is Luann, because her body is crazy.
And crazy. Like, she could be my mom. That sounds weird. That sounds weird. I don't mean whatever. Luann, call me.
Well, I'm gonna read my last one, which I think will really put a nice kind of like pin in this, and that is, may we never forget when Erica, soon to be in prison Girardi, says on the phone at a restaurant on speakerphone, I'm gonna give the gays what they want.
Yeah. That is gay. She said gay rights.
I feel like she said gay rights in that moment, despite her turning a blind eye on the legal dealings of Tom Girardi. Yeah. But it was in reference to, remember, she performed at Gay Pride in Mykonos that year, which, it once again, is also very, very much gay rights.
It's a gay sentence, if you will.
Yeah, some other thing. One other honorable mention I'd like to throw into the chat real quick while we still have some time. Kathy Hilton, like, drinking Red Bull to me is also very gay rights, because, like, gays love to get hyped up on some Red Bull before they go and
take pills
and make a mess all over Hell's Kitchen. So that feels gay to me. Is there any other gay moments that y'all have?
Yeah, because I'm obsessed with them and I talk about them every time we talk about Summer House. I also find the Workus twins, their energy very gay in Fire Island, just because they're so intense, and I don't know.
Gay just... kicks, yes. Like, the vibe is gay. Voted for Trump. Kind of not gay.
Anti-gay. Well, our next list will be our top 20 anti-gay moments.
Good.
I have one honorable mention as well. It didn't make my list, but I feel that many gays would agree with me. Who didn't feel a little something for Apollo on Atlanta back in the day when it first started, when we were in high school? Like, it really reinforced that I'm gay.
I wish everyone could see Spencer, because he just, like, jumped out of his seat with excitement, literally.
Bradley, that was one of my other ones. Apollo is, like, I'm sorry, like, I don't really care about Bolo if, like, Apollo walked in the room, I'm gonna be honest.
I completely agree with you. I would take Apollo pre or post prison.
Me too.
Yeah, that's kind of also how I feel about Drew's husband.
Yeah, definitely.
I get it.
I think they're hotter house husbands in the Bravo Celebrity universe.
He's pretty hot, Drew's husband. What's his name again?
He's pretty hot, and I'm like I don't know what he did and wherever the hell he was in
Tampa.
Yeah. But I hope it was gay. Sorry, Drew.
I hope it was gay. Spencer, do you have any other ones?
Okay, I'm going to rattle these off really fast. So yeah, I'm actually, because we haven't spoken about it, I'm going to talk about Below Deck. This was from one of the most recent seasons when Dolores, who was a charter guest, she jumped into the ocean while she was drunk at 1 a.m. And when Captain Lee was screaming at her to get out of the ocean, instead of getting out of the ocean, she said, can I have some bacon? And he said, you can't have anything. You need to get your goddamn ass back to this boat now, which reminded me of, like, he felt kind of like a military guy in, like, a porno in that section. Sure. And also, like, her asking for bacon at 1 a.m, like, floating in the ocean was gay rights. I want to quickly go into Shaw's of Sunset. I want to go into the Reza versus Ali Ashura fight. Ali Ashura is some gay from California, and he claimed that he was sexually harassed by Reza's husband, Adam. They're out to lunch. Ali is telling Reza, you know, your husband really came on to me. He sent me all this stuff. And not only did Reza deflect the entire time he took his drink, he threw it and his face, and he got up and pushed him out of his chair, and that is gay rights, honey. That is a Hell's Kitchen industry 3 in the morning fight, and I was all for it. And last
industry.
Okay, last but not least,
and it's not even the best one, but for me personally, watching Crystal Kung Minkoff look in the camera when the producer asked, "Have you heard of Jury?" And she goes, "No." That was gay. Right. I'm done. Thank you.
Okay, and I have to honorable mention the love of my life, Melissa King.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was shocked you didn't bring up her until now.
No, she was going to be my last hurrah, because I think that we could spend the rest of our lives together. If she ever hears this, she's going to think that I'm crazy because I talk about her almost every week. So
it's okay. Melissa King, for those who don't know, she won Top Chef All-Stars last season. She is truly so hot. I too would like to be with her romantically.
Yeah, she's super cool. So
y'all can have her. I'll take Lou.
Well, guys, this brings us to the end of Pride Month. What a nice little way to celebrate Pride and celebrate this podcast. Thank you guys for listing all this. We're gonna make sure to put all of these on the Instagram, even the honorable mentions. And I would love to hear you, the listeners' thoughts on if we were off base on our thoughts on what screams gay rights.
I'm gonna get dragged for work as twins because I get dragged for them all the time.
Yeah,
because I'm their only fan.
I'm like a, I mean, you can't like not be a fan. They're like, they're kind of iconic in their own way. No, I respect that you brought them up. You know who wasn't brought up tonight? You know who wasn't brought up? And it's because she's not fun and the gays don't die for her. They pretend that they do, but they don't. Sorry, Kyle, you were not mentioned tonight.
I was also gonna say sorry, Lisa Rinna, too.
Bye, Kyle.
Sorry, bye, Kyle. Your husband's gay rights, but you're not, honey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I didn't mention Lisa Rinna, and she actually is my favorite housewife.
That's wild to me. I'm not on Team Rinna anymore these days.
I think she's gonna be done.
I don't think so.
Oh,
I think she'll stay, but no one wants her to.
It is a long I also, we didn't mention gay rights in honor of my girlfriend Lou. Feeling Giovanni is gay rights, and Dorinda saying Giovanni.
The list
we could
goes
go
on
and on
we
because
could.
I think all of the people on Real Housewives, Bravo, they have gay moments and they are gay icons in their own way.
I was trying to find the other day the clip of Ramona on one reunion. She was like, you know, I've been hanging out with a lot of gays because gays, they make you feel good.
Can we just want to get your advice. Do we all unanimously, are we all kind of feeling guilty because we love Ramona this season?
Yeah, I'm saying it. I keep saying that, like, Ramona is not having a bad season. I'm not saying she's I think she's an icon, but yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I kind of die for her. Like, it's switched. Like, I'm like cheating on Leah with Ramona now.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, Leah, yeah.
I agree.
Tom's like, we weren't supposed to talk about this, Spencer. You're no, getting you're off topic.
No, Spencer, you have a hard out, so I'm trying to land the plane. So before we let you guys go, I want you to plug your stuff. But I do want to start with Spencer because I've really fucked up his entrepreneurship.
Hey, Tom, who cares? Yes, you said a business of actors, which like kind of almost feels like I'm like a pimp, and like I have like. I like my business of actors.
That's not
which
not
no,
true.
I am a business strategist for actors. So I help you mold your career, and I help you become a networker, and I help you understand the science of show business. But you said it beautifully, and I appreciate you even bringing it up. But thank you all. I'm Spencer Glass, and I have a business of actors.
Great, and follow you at Hi Spencer Glass on Instagram. Bradley, plug your stuff.
You can follow me on Instagram at BradGibson13. You can also see me on the CW in Kung Fu and on Ghost Book 2 Power on Star, Season 2 coming to you at some point, hopefully before the end of the year.
Yes. How many more? There's a new episode tonight of Kung Fu. How many more are there in the season?
I believe there are four more episodes to go.
Okay, great.
And you'll see old Joe appear one more time.
Great, we can't wait to see that. There's a running joke every time you're on that I never get the ghost title right, and I didn't get it right this time again. Because said Ghost Power Book 2.
Yeah, I was watching Bradley.
I said Ghost Power Book 2. You said Ghost Book 2 Power. Which one is it?
It's Power.
Power Book Ghost 2.
No, it's no. Power Book.
I'm kidding.
Two. Oh, got it. Yeah. Completely wrong. Great.
Power Book 2. Ghost.
Yes. Well, you know, when you explain it like that, it always makes sense, but I always just think of it as ghost.
Yeah.
I think power. Okay, it doesn't matter.
Okay. It's happen if the show continues to be successful in the way that it is. It's just going to be referred to as ghost. People are going to let go of the power name and just say ghost.
Okay.
Because
great.
Power isn't called Power Book 1.
No, power is just
no,
power.
No, power is just exactly. No power. Yeah. Yeah. Wait, what did you say, Spencer?
I said, boo.
Shut up, okay. Bitch.
Spooky season just around the corner.
I can't. You can follow me at the Tom Hamlet on Instagram. You can follow Kix.
At Kix Hamlet, that's spelled C-I-X.
Yes. And the podcast at Dumpster Dive Pod. Check out our Patreon. We're about to start covering season 4 of America's Next Top Model there. And lots of fun stuff happening on the pod. So thank you guys for listening. Hope you have a happy, safe Pride. And everyone, say bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.